brought to you by Penguin.
George's Secret Key to the Universe by Lucy and Stephen Hawking. Read by James Good. Pigs don't just vanish, thought George to himself, as he stood staring into the depths of the very obviously empty pigsty. He tried closing his eyes and then opening them again, to see if it was all some kind of horrible optical illusion. But when he looked again, the pig was still gone, his vast muddy pink bulk nowhere to be seen. In fact, when George examined the situation for a second time, it had got worse, not better. The side door of the pigsty, he noticed, was hanging open, which meant someone hadn't shut it properly. And that someone was probably him.
"Georgie!"
he heard his mother call from the kitchen.
"I'm going to start supper in a minute, so you've only got about an hour. Have you done your homework?"
"Yes, Mum,"
he called back in a fake, cheery voice.
"How's your pig?"
"He's fine, fine," said George squeakily.
He threw in a few experimental oinks, just to make it sound as though everything was business as usual, here in the small back garden that was full of many, many vegetables and one enormous, but now mysteriously absent, pig. He grunted a few more times for effect. It was very important his mother did not come out into the garden before George had time to think up a plan. Quite how he was going to find the pig, put it back in the sty, close the door and get back in time for supper, he had no idea. But he was working on it, and the last thing he needed was for one of his parents to appear before he had all the answers. George knew the pig was not exactly popular with his parents. His mother and father had never wanted a pig in the back garden, and his dad in particular tended to grind his teeth quite hard when he remembered who lived beyond the vegetable patch. The pig had been a present. One cold Christmas Eve a few years back, a cardboard box full of squeaks and snuffles had been delivered to their front door. When George opened it up, he found a very indignant pink piglet inside. George lifted him carefully out of the box and watched with delight as his new friend skidded around the Christmas tree on his tiny hooflets. There had been a note taped to the box. "Dear all," it read, "Happy Christmas. This little chap needs a home. Can you give him one? Love, Grandma." George's dad hadn't been delighted by the new addition to his family. Just because he was a vegetarian, it didn't mean he liked animals. Actually, he preferred plants. They were much easier to deal with. They didn't make a mess or leave muddy trotter prints on the kitchen floor or break in and eat all the biscuits left out on the table. But George was thrilled to have his very own pig. The presents he'd received from his mum and dad that year were, as usual, pretty dreadful. The home-knitted purple and orange striped jumper from his mum had sleeves which stretched right down to the floor. He had never wanted a set of panpipes, and he had a hard time looking enthusiastic when he unwrapped a build-your-own-wormery kit. What George really wanted, above all things in the universe, was a computer. But he knew his parents were very unlikely to buy him one. They didn't like modern inventions, and tried to do without as many standard household items as they could. Wanting to live a purer, simpler life, they washed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?